This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From Chicago, not at Wrigley because it's still raining. We're at our sister station, The Scores, CBS Radio headquarters. We appreciate them creating a studio for us, and it has worked out beautifully. They've been awesome and very accommodating, which is cool. Show's being brought to you by CDWG, bringing together experts, technologies, and partners like Dell to turn complexity into simplicity. IT orchestration by CDWG, people who get it. You can hear Eric Bickle and Mike Rizzo going back and forth there. We played a longer clip, several minutes of that interview on our show earlier today. It was fantastic. EB from the Junks, you can listen to them 6 to 10 each and every morning here on The Fan, joins us now. Eric, just a few hours ago, Mike Rizzo told you guys Roark gave the Nats the best chance to win. Maybe something changed because John Morosi's reporting. By the way, I should point out that Morosi, who's a buddy of mine we work with over at SiriusXM, is going to come on the show in about 10 minutes with the latest. But Morosi is telling us now that Strasburg's going to start. What's your reaction to that?
Well, what happened to Stras being depleted and looking awful and having no energy and barely being able to get through his bullpen session? What happened? You know, the reaction is just like laugh out loud. What a farce this has become. When did the Nats become the Redskins? That's my reaction, honestly. This is just mind-blowing. If you could write a script for how bad this series could go, you couldn't come up with one as absurd as what's actually happening.
Bickle, what I don't understand, well, there's a myriad of things I don't understand, but when did this change? Well, yeah, the entire saga I don't understand, but the determination is made so early, and I thought you made, this is the best point I thought you made in the Sea of Good Points on your incredibly highly rated morning show. The idea that you made this determination so early, you ruled it out. Why not wait until this morning? And the case is that he's not well. By all means, let us know. He's got this temperature. He's taking these fluids. He's trying but couldn't do it. It just made everybody look bad when you determined it so early and you heard he's under the weather like he's got a sniffle. You do shows through sniffles. I've seen you, for God's sakes. You wear 50 layers in the summertime when it's 110 degrees outside because you're part reptile.
Right.
But it's so bizarre to me. How did this whole thing get here, and why did it change?
I don't know. I don't get it. The whole thing reeked of nonsense anyway. When, by the way, he looked fine. He played catch with the boys yesterday. And I was listening as I was driving over to the MGM, and I know I'm going to see you boys here tomorrow. Can't wait. The Junkies Poker Open.
Yeah, buddy.
You guys made an excellent point that not only do you not rule yourself out, 28 hours before, if you're actually sick, you get the hell away from the team. 2 days before, after the bullpen, when you allegedly look so awful, even though the next day, by all appearances, we have Dan Coco on the side, on the show today, and Dan doesn't want to say anything bad. Dan's employed by the team. Dan, sort of acknowledged, he looked fine to him. He's playing catch with the guys, nothing, untoward or anything. And by the way, I believe you guys yesterday played the dusty presser before. There were several pressers yesterday, but one where he talked about how Strauss just walked right by him, and he assumed, didn't know if he was going to pitch, today or not, but he just walked right by him, and everything looked all good. So, I mean, none of it made any sense, but here's what I'm scared of. Be careful what we wish for, right? Because they made this decision for a reason, guys, and we know what that is. And that's that Strauss, unfortunately, tends to wilt under adversity or things aren't just right. He's a bit of a wuss. He's a bit of a softy. He's a bit of a spoiled millennial, okay? It is what it is. And now, for whatever it's worth, either Strauss has been bullied into this or he realizes how awful he looks. He's presumably now taking the mound when he doesn't do as well historically. This is a recipe for disaster. This is absolutely going to go awful today.
Is there any way Strauss nails? He goes 7 scoreless. This kicked them all in the butt in them against the world meeting before the game because everyone, including me and you and Danny and all over the country, is just pummeling them. And they come out with 10 hits and 7 runs, and this is what they needed.
It would be the greatest movie of all time. I just don't see it happening. I mean, do you? Don't see it happening.
Yeah. Well, I think this could be one of the best or most embarrassing days in DC sports history, and I'm not joking.
This is a turning point.
I think this either works out well where Strauss, and if Roark's out of the pen or whatever happens, they pitch well, they hit, they win, they overcome the odds, and they get a game five at home, which maybe they win, who knows. Or Strauss gets lit up like a Christmas tree, or maybe he still doesn't start. We really don't know. John Morosi is going to join us in about 10 minutes with more. But one way or the other, they lose, and we're talking about this all offseason, and it's one of the best or worst days, depending on how they perform today in Nationals history.
Right. I'm going to bet heavy on the worst, and I hate to do that. I think we know how Strauss handles adversity, and unfortunately, he doesn't handle it well. They made this decision originally for a reason. Either he didn't want the ball, or they looked at him and said, you know what, this guy, you know, he's not quite right, and we know how he is when he's not quite right. You know what I mean? I actually, as much as I would want a guy to want the ball and get out there and be Max Scherzer, Steven Strasburg isn't Max Scherzer. He's just not him. And so now we're putting him in a position to do something that he's not comfortable, nor has he ever really shown, as far as we know, an inclination to do something like this, to take one for the team, to go on, to get out there and gut one out, right? This isn't who he is. We're not asking him to do something that he's not comfortable with. And I just don't see it playing out well. I hope I'm wrong.
Let me do this.
I want more money. I want more ratings bonuses. I want more viewing party dollars.
Yes, please,
you know,
wait.
Appearances.
That's all we want. Let's do the ultimate Bickle tinfoil hat and a luxurious Kensington base. Several TVs here, okay? Your ultimate sort of, what do you think really happened here? You kind of hinted at it, but what do you think from moment one to right now, how do you think this went? What's the real timeline as people are sort of trying to cover for each other throughout here?
What do I think happened behind the scenes? I honestly don't know. I mean, the first thing I think of is just like a teammate stepping up, like a Jason Wirth or a Max Scherzer, and then saying, look, dude, I mean, are you effing kidding? You know what I mean? that's my first inclination. I know others have different. They think, well, Boris, have you ever seen a situation play out like this so dramatically, so quickly, nationwide? You know, like if you were watching the MLB channel yesterday, I mean, this kid was getting crushed by everyone. I mean, it was unanimous that this was a catastrophic look for Steven Strasburg and for the organization. So my gut is that someone bullied him into this, or he guilted his way into this. But I don't know what the other options are. I don't think he had a miraculous recovery.
Well, here's one option. One option is that he's actually more sick than we all actually think that he is, and Dusty just completely threw him under the bus by using the term under the weather and just didn't do a good job parlaying and explaining that this guy actually was very ill.
But he should have said that, and he would have. And I know that some of us aren't huge Dusty guys. I think Dusty, if he's going to do anything, he's going to err on the side of protecting his guys, not under-protecting them.
I would agree.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he also had the weird thing about the mold. I mean, there's just times where he says things incorrectly. I mean,
it was all stupid.
He's a 70-year-old guy at the podium.
I think Dusty was so flabbergasted and flummoxed, he couldn't believe the situation. He couldn't believe that Strauss didn't want that ball for whatever reason, and kind of just winged it in his old man way, and it blew up in his face in 20 seconds. That's what I write that off as, but, you know, I could be wrong.
EB, thank you, buddy. We will see you tomorrow at the MGM while you grind away poker hands, my friend. Thank you for the time.
Thank you. You guys sound awesome, by the way. Awesome.
Thank you,
appreciate
pal.
Appreciate you. You guys had a heck of an interview with Rizzo today, which has been rendered fairly irrelevant at this point because everything's changed.
Yeah, I guess it was all lies. Who knows?
Outstanding interview that they did this morning, their regular hit with Mike Rizzo. The guy that broke the news that Strasburg is going to start in Game 4 tonight is John Morosi of MLB Network. He's going to join us on the show next right here on Grant and Danny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.